Yep, it's that time. It's time to talk sports. Trick County Wildcat Athletic Program sports. I've even got some help in the studio. Scott Brown is joining me. And we've got Coach Jim Garnett with golf and Hunter Reynolds, one of the better golfers. That's out of the mouth of the coach. So we're going to have a chance to talk a little bit about the program with the golf department and all over Trick County. So, Scott, I'll let you kind of take, because you're very familiar. You've been covering a lot of golf this year.
I've enjoyed it. You know, golf's been awesome. The only sport that has been allowed to have its season pretty much unaffected due to COVID-19. Big tournament coming up for Hunter this weekend. We'll talk about in a little bit, but Coach Jim Garnett is in, and I was down for one of the first matches you played at Boots this year. You were talking about your fundraiser, trying to raise money for the viewfinders.
Right.
So, you know, it's like a depth distance finder. You know, right. Used to, you'd look out in the fairway for the marker and then count off steps. And now it's like binoculars, but right. They kind of measure the distance. But that's just one of the things, again, we talked about this morning. You don't have a tournament. You don't charge a gate. So golf is reliant upon maybe football to an extent and your own fundraisers to help raise money. So something like today, very beneficial for the golf program.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the biggest things that we have is our beginning of the year fundraiser that raises money for our tournaments, for travel, for all our entry fees. And not having that at the beginning of the year kind of put us way behind financially. We've gotten support from the community already, and we've gotten some help from Rotary, but we're still looking for other ways to make ends meet. We just found out this week that Hunter's going to a humongous tournament that's going to cost us a lot of money to get him there, so we're going to be reaching out for some more money to get that taken care of.
You just don't show up to a golf course and play. I mean, if you go to a big invitational, you have to pay an entry fee.
Right.
And that's how the teams that host an invitational make a little bit of money. But at the same time, it costs those who want to go and play.
Yeah, it's an average between $300 and $400 for every tournament we play in.
Yeah.
We've been fortunate enough to have teams that are highly competitive, so we played in as many of those as we can. So, you know, eight tournaments at $400 a piece.
Right.
At $3,000 before you even get to pay for your golf.
And people are going to say, well, why are you playing in those tournaments? You know, why can't you just have Hoptown or Christian County come down to Boots, or you go to Western Hills or whatever? But when you play in these bigger tournaments, you get all state points, all right, for both team and individual. And because in doing that, Hunter Reynolds, who's in the studio with us, he's qualified for the Golf Coaches Association All-State Invitational this weekend at the University Club in Lexington. Yeah. And so because he is in the threshold by appearing in those tournaments and got enough points. So there is some payoff for that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this tournament that he's qualified for is more prestigious than the state tournament at this point. You're taking your top 20 individuals in the state based on a point system. You're taking your top 15 teams based on another criteria of points. And the only way you can obtain these points are playing in these invitationals. So when we heard that, we try to sign up for as many as we can. Some of them local. I mean, we even tried calling Cincinnati and Louisville to get in a couple of these this year. So we try to stay local, but every once in a while we reach out of our comfort zone and go to other places as well.
Hunter, you're going to be playing at the University Club in Lexington. That's where UK, I think, plays their home matches. You've played that course this summer, have you, as part of another tour, correct?
Yes, sir.
How'd you do?
I did all right. There's just a couple tricky holes, and now playing in that tournament really helped me. I really think it'll help me this weekend, getting the tournament feel on that course, and just now, like, knowing what kind of shots to hit into certain holes, I think that'll really help me.
Golf has changed so much, and I don't mean to say back in my day. It was one of the few sports I was able to play in high school. And I'm not going to say I was decent, but I played. You know, I practiced socially distanced golf. Let's put it that way. So, but we didn't play in invitationals. You know, everything we had was dual matches, and then you go to region and play there to qualify for state. Hunter, the fact that you play in these invitationals throughout the year, has got to help you prepare for both region, and then last year you qualified for state.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is your goal as far as when you play in these big invitationals? I mean, you're going to get some of the best golfers in this part of the state. So, you know, do you use that as a measuring stick to see how you are against the other golfers, or are you going for a measuring stick as far as the scorecard goes?
Well, I mean, my number one goal is obviously to win if I play in a tournament, but I mean, I'm really just not really trying to focus on how someone else is playing. I'm more focused on focusing on me and focusing on a shot to shot basis and not really trying to worry about say someone else in my group is shooting 2 under and I'm 1 under. I'd really try not to worry about that, and I'm trying to just focus on the next shot.
What's it meant to you to get to play golf all summer long and kind of use that as a release throughout this?
It's been crazy with all this COVID stuff, just not being able to do anything but golf. I mean, and not only just being thankful to play in the tournament, it's really helped me to break out of my golf game too, with extra practice, with not really having anything else to do. It's just helped me out a lot.
Good luck this weekend. You played there earlier this year, so I know that's going to help you out as you play against 21 of the best golfers in the state and several others, because you know they're going to be on teams, the 15 best teams, and then the 21 best golfers not on those teams playing that event. But you got a home match coming up tomorrow, Jim, at Boots.
And Thanks, Randolph.
And people can come out and watch.
Oh, yeah, come out. The golf course is absolutely in pristine condition. They redid their greens out there this year. It is a sight to behold for sure. It's really, really pretty. I don't think I've ever seen a golf course in better shape. Yeah. And it's been really exciting to play our home matches out there.